We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
STL is Y98 in the Brett Mega Show on Y98.
Entire crew is back, and entire crew is back from traveling again. I feel like this happened recently. Hannah and AB were in Denver to see MJ live, or MJ the musical. Before it comes out, before it comes to the Fabulous Fox, and Alex was in Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I was in Cleveland. I went for a wedding, of course, but made a stop at Taylor Swift Day.
Oh yeah, how was seeing the whole, like seeing it, being at the Hall of Fame?
I gotta tell you, if you've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and you're like a music person or like just like museum type things, it's awesome. It's incredible. They have literally everything you can ever imagine. Like every Jimi Hendrix guitar, like they have. Cool. It's pretty sweet.
I've always heard it's awesome. Like Cleveland sucks, but Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then they were doing it big for Taylor Swift Day. We actually took a group picture to send to Taylor Swift's team, apparently. And everybody was doing like the heart thing. I'll show you guys. It was a pretty good little
Did you guys send it to Taylor Swift's people?
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
So
you know what's crazy about that is I've always heard about that, like she's super responsive, like two fans or so many stories, and if there's a chance that she could probably see it. Like she's crazy like that. Yeah. How is Denver, girls?
We are so tired.
Yeah. Looked at each other. I feel like there's stories here.
Are we in St. Louis? I don't know. It was great. The musical was awesome. I saw my first ever musical, and my expectations are really, really high now for every other musical
I've
seen.
You had never seen a musical?
Okay.
No. What?
Hannah and AB could not be more opposites, right? Like, in every essence. Like, AB loves to travel. Loves musicals, loves like going out and doing things. Hannah, I feel like, has lived in a box. Like, like going on like three trips. Most recently is like the first couple of times you've been traveling. And that's okay. Like, some people just start to fall into travel. Some people are just not travel people. You, I think, are becoming more travel. I feel like you like when you get to the destination, seeing the stuff, but all the stuff that it takes to get there, you're like, it's not worth it.
She was panicking the night before texting me. I was like, Hannah, it's going to be fine. Like,
How my family is. My family, I feel like, doesn't like, I don't think my brother, who's 5 years older than me, has never been to Europe, never been overseas or anything like that.
I was texting Anna like, what is a carry-on?
Oh my God.
She was texting me saying she didn't have enough room in her, like she was going to have to check a bag, didn't have enough room. And I was like, Hannah, I'm also bringing all of our equipment and I'm not checking a bag. You're going to be fine.
Let's clarify. They went for one night.
One night.
And let me clarify. I ultimately didn't check a bag. I had one bag, but I didn't know you could have like a little mini bag and then like a backpack.
Oh my God.
So that's two bags.
I'm also disappointed you guys did not check a bag. I expected you guys to check a bag because we gave you guys an assignment. Get each person on the show a gift. And we thought our gifts would be so big you would need to check a bag. So what could you have possibly have gotten
us? We got them.
We got him, all right.
Okay, we'll find out what that is at like 7:30 this morning. We're going to find out what kind of gifts the girls got for us. Well, I'm glad you guys made it back, and I'm glad, Hannah, you survived traveling, and I'm glad, AB, you survived traveling with Hannah.
The all-new Brett Mega Show. Live.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Every single day on the show, somebody new brings in a good news story. And today, we're all going to be part of something that's really special. What Odyssey does for Earth Day is this thing called One Thing. And what we go out and do is one thing that makes the Earth a better place. If we all did one thing, then all of a sudden, our Earth would be more sustainable. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of this message that it's the little attention to details that makes the Earth more sustainable, that makes it more livable for all of us. Because on Earth Day, if you like look at the statistics, because I think it began in like 1970. So back in 1970, like the earth was in a significantly better place than it is now. It has been increasingly worse. And so it's our job to make the earth more sustainable for our kids. So we're going to go out during the day today on Earth Day, and we're going to clean up some of the neighborhoods over by Crown Candy Kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the whole office comes out and does this, and it's kind of cool that we all get to do it together.
We've been doing it for a while. Yeah. Alex, I know you've been with Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. For like ever.
Forever. Have you too?
Yep.
What's like been one of your favorite Earth Days that we've done?
I liked the one just a couple of years ago, right outside here, the park next to Soldiers Memorial. I thought it was awesome. We got the, not only because it was convenient, but
liked it because it was convenient.
But it was awesome because everybody came out. We got help from the police department and the fire department.
I remember that.
And, you know, it just was the entire day of a lot of shoveling and a lot of, you know, putting, you know, a new mulch down and things like that. It felt like a great group effort, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. One of the things I think that one is, well, I joke that it's convenient, but you can see it. If you just go out and clean your own neighborhood and clean up after yourself, then you could see the effects of it. So we could all see it coming in and out of work. Like that park that we all see looked usually good. Is not clean. Right. Looked good.
Yeah, it does make differences. And I think for me, mine maybe last year was one of my favorite. Well, yeah, because we went in and we had to pull up these tulips because they were doing something to that area, redoing it. They were putting concrete down or doing something, and they didn't want all the tulips to go to waste. They actually had us
repurpose them.
And I just grew a bunch of them actually this spring in my backyard, and they all like,
really?
Yeah. And they all grew and they're beautiful.
They let us take them if you wanted them. So you replanted them.
Yeah. And so it was
like, look at this guy.
I think that's the idea of Earth Day, like repurposing and recycling. Yeah. And
yep.
Mine didn't make it.
It's a surprise.
You got to take care of them. This guy knows how to take care of them. Right? Yeah. So everyone do one thing today. We'll be out there today doing our one thing, and hopefully all of us together doing one thing can make a big difference. Speaking of all of us doing this as coworkers, that'll be interesting because Hannah actually made a coworker mad. Big surprise. Tell you what happened at 6:22.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in care. First pitch is at 6:45 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. By the way, we threw an answer up. It's called the cheat sheet for Hannah's homeschool that we're going to play here in about 10 minutes. So if you want an answer to one of the questions and have an advantage to playing against Hannah, you can just go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show. We already threw up an answer. Hannah, you cannot look at the Instagram for the next 10 minutes. But we'll do the poll of the day. A lot of people were talking about this when it came to the lottery or just in general. And it's funny because I was just talking to Alex about his engagement and planning his wedding. So answer might change for you, know that you got a big bill. Would you rather get 100% guaranteed, 100% chance at $1 million, or take your chances at 75% of $1 billion, $1 billion?
I got to take the million for sure.
Taking the money and
because
run?
Because the guilt I would have if I didn't win the whatever of a billion, I would like never forgive myself. Instead, I could just enjoy a million. And $1 million for me is a lot.
Okay.
So I would take that wholeheartedly.
I like your thought process. It makes a lot of sense. However, I came into this with nothing. I'm going to go big or go home.
You're going big or going home.
75% is a good odd. That is, it's not like 50, it's better than 50-50. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you've got a better chance to win a billion, and, you know, a billion's a lot. What is that? That's 100 million, right?
Yeah.
1,000 million? Am I?
1,000?
I don't even, I can't even math it. It's so much money.
Yeah.
So, yes, going for the billion.
I'm going 75% on the billion.
Really? Alex, you got a big wedding bill, $1 million.
I'm taking
care
my
of
chances.
That.
Yeah, I'm taking my chances with, you know, with the extra 1,000 million.
It's 100,000 million, I think is what it is, right?
Yeah. I'm taking my chances with
I'm taking my chances.
The
thing is, if you get a million, you'll always be thinking, well, I could have gotten more.
Nuh-uh.
100 times?
Yeah. So I got to take my chances.
Majority of people that were polled on this, 52%, it was really close, 52% said they would take their chances. I'm with Hannah.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Like,
only 52% said that.
So
wow,
52%.
Yeah.
Take $1 million, a life-changing amount of money. I changed my life. I use that money to put me in, and I use that money to invest, and I become a bigger than a billionaire.
Oh, yes.
You guys miss. You got nothing. But I'm going to take this $1 million. Clear
it pays off your
a lot of debt that I owe.
Yeah.
Clear. You're going to have 100,000 billion.
Yep. And then I'm going to all of a sudden take the rest of the money, invest, and everyone's going to be like, how did that guy do it? And be like, he won $1 million and turned it to 100 billion.
Yeah. You just want us to win the billion, so we'll give you 10% of
that. Yeah, yeah, I want that too.
Still the million we can spare. Yeah.
The polls are open.
Okay, if you're following us on Instagram, Brett Mega Show, you already have an answer to one of the questions. If you want to play Hannah's Homeschool, we have a 4-pack of tickets to Moulin Rouge, the musical at the Fox AB. Fox Experience, amazing or what?
Amazing, yeah.
All right, and you actually did a promo video for this Moulin Rouge.
I did. It should be coming out pretty soon.
It should be coming out soon. So if you want tickets to see Moulin Rouge, 4-pack of tickets, you just got to beat Hannah and Hannah's Homeschool, and you already got an answer. 314-531-9898.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Mega Show.
I wake up listening to
Hannah's Homeschool.
Angie, are you down to play Hannah's Homeschool?
I am.
All right, Angie. So what we've been doing for Hannah's Homeschool is Hannah's no longer allowed to look at her Instagram. We've been posting an answer to one of the pop culture pop quiz questions, so you have an advantage because it's you versus Hannah. I'm going to ask you guys the same 5 questions, but I've given Angie an answer on Instagram. If you follow the Brett Mega Show, you have a better chance of winning and beating Hannah.
I feel more lonely than ever. Not only do you kick me out of the studio, and now I can't even have my phone.
But it's kind of like we have a secret together now, Angie, and we both know the answer. Let's tell. Should we give Hannah a hint or no?
No.
No. Yeah. No. No.
I've lost a couple times to Hannah, yeah. And I can't lose again.
It's a good answer, though, isn't it? A good answer.
It is.
It is. I wish. Yeah. Oh man. Wish we could tell
is
you.
It sports.
No, I wish we could tell you, but it's just such a good answer. Okay, Hannah, you leave the room. I'm gonna ask Angie the same 5 questions so you can hear, and Angie's already got one answer. Because I gave it to her on Instagram. All right, here we go, Angie. Taylor Swift's new album just came out. It has a feature with which rapper on the song Fortnite?
Post Malone.
Boom! Mm. Also was on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Name someone on Time's most influential list. Just pick a name and see if they're on Time's most influential list. So 100 names.
Oh, man. Beyonce.
Beyonce didn't make
Beyonce
it,
Beyonce did not make it, no. No, isn't that crazy?
Pick somebody else.
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, totally blanking.
Well, damn it, Angie. Okay, that's okay. We're going to get the rest of these. There's now a big debate in Hollywood if Sydney Sweeney is a good actor or not for some reason. What TV show does he star in and play Cassie Howard?
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
Ashanti is engaged and pregnant with this rapper's baby.
Is it Ja Rule?
No, it's no. Nelly. And what famous food company famously has a cow as their mascot?
Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Okay. You got 2 out of 5. Let's bring in Hannah and see how she does. Okay, Angie?
Okay.
All right.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah entering back into the room. Angie just got done answering 5 pop culture questions in Hannah's Homeschool. We actually gave her a cheat sheet. We told Hannah, you can't look at Instagram for the next 10 minutes. We've actually posted one of the answers already on our Instagram. So you have an advantage to beating Hannah because we want you to beat her as many times as humanly possible. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Brett Mega Show. Hannah, even with the cheat sheet question, Angie got 2 out of 5 correct.
Oh, wow. Okay.
These are hard. Okay.
I shouldn't laugh because I could get them wrong,
yeah.
Too.
Taylor Swift's new album just recently came out. It features which rapper on the song called Fortnite?
Post Malone.
That's correct. That's also where I put that on the cheat sheet, too, as well.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Name someone on Time's most influential list.
Dua Lipa, Kevin's girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Angie had said Beyonce, which Beyonce got snubbed.
It was she nice. Was supposed to be on it in our minds.
There is a new big debate in Hollywood if Sydney Sweeney is a good actor or not. What TV show does she star in and play Cassie Howard?
Euphoria.
And Elle really likes Euphoria.
Yeah, that was a good question for me.
It's never going to come back. Ashanti is engaged and pregnant with this rapper's baby.
Nelly.
That's correct. And what fast food company famously has a cow as their mascot?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
4 out of 5.
Clean. Sweet, baby.
Angie, you don't get the win. Hannah was on her game today. All right, Angie, you know what you got to do, though. This is Angie and I Got Schooled by Hannah.
This is Angie and I Got Schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Brett
better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Okay, let's talk about what's trending. You're coming back from the weekend. You're like, what happened this weekend? I got you. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I know life is busy. It's probably why you don't have time to search the internet, so we search it for you. I'll read off some headlines, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, today is Earth Day, so here's three easy things to do to save the planet.
Nah, keep it moving.
Wow. Just got canceled.
No.
And here's it's going to happen twice.
I didn't give a reason. I just said skip. I want to hear something more interesting.
Okay, something more interesting than our Earth. The reason we are alive and survive. Uh-huh. You're a big solar eclipse person. Here's how you can see April's pink moon.
No, I'm done. Oh, no, wow. No moon stories.
Wow.
So
please
give
me something that won't get me canceled for skipping.
Okay, well, who are the most affectionate dogs?
Okay, I'll take that one for Bear. Okay. I missed him. I haven't seen him all weekend.
Oh, yeah, you're in Colorado. Which dog breed is the most affectionate? Cocker Spaniels is number one, followed by Golden Retrievers, and then three is Great Danes.
Oh. Ooh.
What is Bear?
Chocolate Lab.
All right.
Labrador Retriever. Not on the list, probably.
I like the labs are pretty...
No, they are. They're like humans.
If you don't want to be buried in the ground when you die, here's an interesting alternative.
Okay, that's deep, but I guess we'll take it.
A company is offering a mix of to mix your remains to concrete to create what they call a pearl, which loved ones will have personal messages, handprints, and mementos on this concrete pearl. They're referring to it as a reef ball, and then they drop it into the sea.
I guess that's sweet.
Kevin played that sweet music for you.
I know, I'm crying now.
It's official. A hug can make a world of difference.
I believe that, yes.
Scientists have confirmed that touching others with consent, they say, really does have a beneficial effect when it comes to pain and mental health. A team in Germany discovered that brief touch can ease feelings of pain and depression almost instantly.
AB, can I give you a hug?
Why, you think AB needs it?
I guess. I just want to give her a hug with consent.
That doesn't sound like consent.
I know. No.
Somebody play that weird music again when this, oh my God, they're hugging.
Here,
let me get you. Yeah, here. Yeah.
Yep.
Now you guys can actually hug. How dramatic.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
For the things that I've got.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're going to go commercial free here in a second, but let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you guys can get this one. 40% of couples say they're save their important conversations for when they are doing what?
I had one answer pop up in my head immediately, but I'm gonna do a switch and take a suggestion. I text my boyfriend Matt the Mega Mind every morning, and he said this one, and I think it's pretty good. Car rides.
Ooh,
oh.
Boyfriend Matt thinks they save it when they're in the car.
Uh huh. You can't get out.
I think it's right before they go to bed. I think it's right.
My
in the
wife
bedroom,
does that.
In the bedroom.
She can't stand that. Like, she just drops bombs at me. I'm like falling asleep. Like, what? That's how she thinks she gets so many yeses. Like, yeah, whatever you need.
Yeah, that's actually a really smart move.
I'm going to say dinner time at home.
Dinner time. Ooh. Sit around the dinner table. Big conversations happen. AB?
I'm going to say, like, at a family event. Like, if something gets brought up and then they're like, oh, we've never talked about this. And then they start, like, fighting.
Well, you have to have this. Let unravel this. Really good guesses today. Came out the Monday. You guys just came out the gate. Somebody got it correct.
Hey, oh!
It was either somebody in the room or... Hannah's boyfriend who's not in the room playing for Hannah. Find out who got it correct, or if you want to text in who you think got it correct, Hannah and her boyfriend submitted what?
We said car rides.
Kevin?
The bedroom.
Dinner time.
Family events.
All the right. Bedroom.
The bedroom, right before bed.
Bed.
Into bedroom.
Kevin and you do a much different thing in the bedroom.
Yeah. That was going to be my other guess, so I was going to be mad.
314-531-9898. Who do you think got it correct? I'll tell you who at 7:18 when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music.
Mega Minds.
Weather brought to you by Ashley. This is home mostly sunny. High of 70 today. Cloudy tonight. Low of 52.
Mega Minds.
All right. Mega Mind question of the day. Answer coming your way. 40% of couples save their big conversations for when. I did say someone in the room got to correct your answer. Hannah was submitted by your boyfriend. So
in the car.
Really, it's Matt's answer, which is what?
In the car.
In the car. Kevin?
I said in the bedroom right before bed.
That's what my wife is just... every serious conversation ever happens right then and there. I'm off my game. I'm at a disadvantage.
Yep, I said dinner time.
Big conversation over some breaking bread.
I said at like a family event.
Drama goes down.
All right, we have people who texted in.
Oh, who they think got it correct, yeah.
Yes. Cassie says Alex. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete side with Kevin, always.
Always.
Jolene says we tend to have serious conversations in bed right before bedtime.
Yes.
And then we got tons of texts saying Hannah's boyfriend, Momo.
Did they call him Momo because that's what Hannah's nickname is for him?
One person said Momo.
Momo.
They're a P1.
It's catching on.
Momo got it correct.
Yay!
Good thing Momo's here to play. That guy's really smart.
He knows. He's well-versed in the deep combos.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
40% of couples save their deep conversations for car rides. And I guess I never thought of it this way because Hannah does this to Momo because what'd you say? There's no escaping me.
Yep, there's no escaping. You can't get out. Drive
Mega
faster.
Oh, jeez. There was no escaping Hannah this weekend with AB because they traveled together to Colorado. We're going to find out how that trip went, how the two besties traveled together. Are they compatible or not in 3 minutes?
I got this feeling.
Sun is shining. That's how you kick off a Monday. Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah and AB got a chance to travel together as work besties.
Yay.
What's interesting about Hannah and AB's relationship is I feel like in radio, women are very competitive and catty, and it's just in business in general, and I don't really get it, and everyone constantly asks them, are you guys really friends, or is this like a fake friendship that you guys are on the radio? No, they really get along, they're actually great friends, and they were asked to fly out to Denver to see MJ the musical before it comes to the Fabulous Fox, so they got an opportunity to fly out, really cool work opportunity, their first time traveling together. And their first time traveling for work. So a really cool experience. And we're all like, traveling with Hannah, who's not a travel person. It's not because of you, Hannah. Although your personality is a little extra. It was more so AB is like, loves to travel. Like, this is what AB does. Like, if AB has a weekend that's free and she has nothing going on, which is rare, she's like, cool, how do I get out of town? How do I jump on a plane? I like to see the world. Hannah is not that person. She is definitely a homebody, rarely ever travels. Including the fact that one of them was pre-checking, one of them was not.
Yeah.
And we had talked about this beforehand. AB, what did you do with Hannah not being pre-check when you guys went to Denver?
We arrived at the airport at different times. So Hannah got there a little bit before me. She went through the normal line. She doesn't have pre-check. So I was like, okay, I'll go through pre-check. So I did that and I just met her at the gate. But when we were flying home, and we show up to the airport like together, obviously. I was like, well, I feel weird like just leaving her.
Pause. Wait a minute. Hannah got to the airport first.
Yeah.
Went straight to security and went through the line.
Mm-hmm. Can we? Yeah. Can we acknowledge that?
Yes.
By herself.
By herself. First off, you were said, AB, if you leave me behind and go and pre-check, I will be so mad at you. And then the first chance you get to leave AB behind, you left her?
Are you serious?
I
was just thinking of all the people that were texting and on the show, calling me a baby, calling me a brat, flaming me for not doing it by myself, saying I had codependency issues.
The first chance you got to leave her,
so
you left her.
I was like, you know what? I'm doing it by myself, and I went through, and it was fine.
She also, from the security line, texted me and Brett being like, because she was trying to figure out if she should check a bag, and she knows that last weekend when I was on my girls' trip, my friend checked a bag, and I was so mad. She texted Brett and I just being like, that was so easy. I'm never checking a bag again.
And that's true. You taught me a lot of lessons, AB, and that's one of them. I'm never checking a bag again, and I can do it by myself.
Good for you.
Good for you. Yes.
Yes. Thank God.
So when we were on our way back and like we're showing up to the airport together, I was like, I feel weird just like ditching her. So I went through the normal line with her. And the security guy goes, you know, this is the normal line, right?
That really?
Yeah.
Like you're one of those normals.
Already here talking to you. I'm
and before people come at my neck, I did not ask her to wait with me.
No, she did not.
Just did it.
No, the first chance you got to leave her, though, you left her. Again, personalities completely different. Hannah just left her behind after complaining about it. AB doesn't. And so how was this, like, the show? How was the trip, though?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. It was my first time ever seeing a musical. The Fox, you know, flew us out there and everything to see MJ the Musical. And it was great. I think as a former dancer, I appreciated, like, the choreography.
Really?
But even just, like, the stage setting, it was, like, really the only way I can summarize it is you don't have to be, like, a theater musical girly to enjoy that show. You can, I mean,
yeah, because AB's a big musical person.
Right, so I was a little intimidated by theater and the musicals, but it was not like that at all. It was so good. I think everybody would enjoy that show, truly.
Everybody knows all the music already, so it just makes it so easy.
It was cool then, huh? Yeah. And then you guys got, like, some downtime, though, even though it was, like, a quick 36-hour, like, you guys literally landed, had to do, like, stop at the hotel, do interviews, go see the musical, do dinner. You had to, like, we're on go, but you guys got to explore a little bit, too?
And on Saturday was the day of the show, and when we got in, it was so cloudy, and it was snowing. We did not bring coats.
You guys are going to Denver. Yeah. You guys didn't know it's cold in the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah, and I kept telling Hannah, like, oh, when you land, it's so pretty. You see all the mountains and stuff. We couldn't see anything. It was so cloudy. Like, she saw a little hill, and she was like, is that a mountain?
I'm like, that looks like Gravois Bluffs. What is that? Is that Pike's Peak?
So on Sunday, when we finally had, like, free time, we went to church in the morning, got breakfast, and then we went to Red Rocks.
Oh,
and
cool.
It was so much nicer. I mean, it was, like, 60 degrees, sunny, and we could see. I was like, there's a mountain, Hannah.
Yes.
It's beautiful. I love Denver. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
cool. Yeah, we got to...
I've never seen the show at Red Rocks. Red Rocks is cool, though, isn't it?
Oh, it was really awesome. Cool. And we actually got to see, like, basically a free concert. It was hip-hop. It was Key Glock was the artist. And he was doing, like practicing. So we got to see...
Yeah, he had a show that night. Like, and so they were just fully, like, putting on a show. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that happened, and it was fun.
Sounds like the trip was awesome.
It was.
One of the things that, Hannah, I knew you would say the trip was amazing because you never traveled. Traveling with AB was awesome, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I asked AB to send me some notes about traveling with you.
Are you kidding?
She did not have the same things to say. It was so awesome.
What?
Yes. Oh, man, we'll read some of the notes.
Why?
That she had. She had notes. And there was a lot of them, actually. We'll run through some of the notes about traveling with you in 3 minutes.
Oh, my.
I
only talk to God
when I... Oh, we have some notes about traveling with Hannah. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And the girls, you guys did get souvenirs for everyone on the show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they had their first, like, kind of work trip. They went to Colorado. The Fox, actually, was the one who flew them out to see MJ live. It's before it comes to the Fabulous Fox. Give some reviews, give some feedback, do some social media stuff. And so the Fox is nice enough to fly out the girls. And they said when they go to Colorado, they're going to bring back a gift for every single person on the show. So we're excited to find out what those gifts are. I'm sure you needed to check a bag on the way back. You probably bought luggage for my gift because it's so big and so awesome. Can't wait. But Hannah just got done telling us how awesome it was to travel with AB, who is, by the way, a travel expert. Travels all the time, kind of constantly going on trips, loves traveling. Hannah, not so much. When she travels, she just actually recently started to really pick up on travel, been open-minded to it. She's always been a homebody. Her and her boyfriend went to a couple of, like, Mexico trips. Like, not even, like, big trips yet.
What?
Yeah,
I haven't even... That was huge to me.
Huge. Yeah, but you didn't really have to use your... Like, he was using his brain to get you through the airport. And you didn't have to think too much.
So I sent AB, send me some notes about traveling with Hannah, because she is just one of a kind, and she goes, okay... So what are some of your notes that you had sent me?
So these are some things I've learned about Hannah.
Hannah, did you know that she was doing this?
This is scary.
Did you know that she was doing this?
She seemed kind of sketchy in the airport. I asked her, like, what are you putting in your prep? And she was like, just some notes about this trip with you. And I was like, okay.
Because everyone sends me, like, their journals and stuff like that. Yeah.
So the first one, she doesn't bring toothpaste on trips because she assumes someone else will have it.
I also don't
bring toothpaste because I assume someone else
Thank
will
you.
Have
okay,
it.
Okay, I was going to say, that was not
we
just
had
me.
No toothpaste the entire trip.
That's
you
true.
Guys are disgusting. So you guys didn't brush your teeth the entire trip? You know you can go buy toothpaste.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Most hotels actually will even provide it.
That's
for
ridiculous
them.
That they don't.
That's what we thought they would. We both are, and we both banked on the other person bringing it.
Yeah. So you just didn't pack it?
No.
Why not?
Because I thought someone else would. I'm like, ugh.
I never pack toothbrush or a brush, like hairbrush.
Toothbrush?
Toothpaste.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're like, yeah, she's using Anna's toothbrush.
She
would.
I mean, no big deal.
Yeah, Anna or AB used my hairbrush and my toothbrush. No, actually, just kidding. I didn't bring it.
What? So you guys didn't brush your teeth the entire trip?
I had like these mini ones that we used.
These, yeah, it was like
that have
super
like infused
sketchy
toothpaste,
I
but it wasn't.
You
like,
guys
didn't
had terrible breath.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So that's the first thing I learned. The second thing, I need like 8 alarms to go off in the morning before like I can speak or get up or anything. The first alarm goes off and Hannah's like up and like, hey, good morning. How are you? Should we get ready now and go to breakfast and do this? And I was like, Hannah, I like did not even speak a word back.
Hannah is a person who doesn't need a snooze. Literally just bam, fires up out of bed and just is Hannah.
I've never had a friend like that. Like I was literally my girls trip last weekend. There was 4 of us. Every single one of us like has to. There's 10 alarms.
First off, I'm kind of more like Hannah than you. I don't need a snooze. I can wake up and instantly be ready to go. So I have Hannah's back on that. And I'm going to also have Hannah's back and not your back on this one either, AB, on your notes, because the Fabulous Fox was so fabulous and said, okay, I need to book both of your guys' hotels. And you two decided to room together. When given the choice of, do you want 2 hotel rooms? You guys chose that pain. You chose that violence.
I was out of town when the question was asked and Hannah responded for me.
Would you have picked differently?
No.
No.
I hope you wouldn't.
You
know,
we actually, toothpaste.
We did show up and there was only 1 bed. And I was like, do we say something? And Hannah was like, yes, we need to go ask for 2 separate beds. So we actually had to do that as well.
So that is in the notes too.
Maybe AB was afraid that you were going to try to like cuddle her to death.
Yeah. She was fine with it. She was the one being like, okay, I'll set my bags down and we'll stay in this 1 bed. And I was like, no, we're not. But I am a morning person. I can wake right up and I just get excited. I haven't like talked to you in 8 hours or whatever. So I'm ready to go. Yes.
Oh my God.
So the last thing I learned about Hannah when it comes to traveling is she is a follower. Like she cannot plan something to save her life. She cannot navigate the airport by herself.
Oh, wow.
I had to check in to her flight for her. She was like, where's my boarding pass? As we were in the car on the way to the airport, she was like, wait, I don't have my boarding pass. I was like, Hannah, go here on your app. It's right here. Like,
wow. You should have made her look for a printer before. Like, you didn't go down to the hotel lot. Like, you should have printed out for her.
I can't even argue. That is completely, all these are really true. Yeah, I don't know anything. You could literally tell me exactly where my gate is. I'd still get lost. My brain doesn't work on a trip. Or really
Your brain
ever.
Doesn't work right, ever.
Yes. But yeah, I have no idea what I'm ever doing. I figured out AB is very much a planner. She wants to plan everything. She wants to know, okay, we're going to go to dinner. We're going to go to the mall. I am not. I am like, just let the wind take me.
So how were you guys traveling together? How'd it go?
Overall, good.
I was waiting for her to reply first because I didn't want to be like, give us the best. And then her be like, never doing that again.
So you were waiting for her to go first. You wanted to follow her answer?
Right. Yeah. Right. See, right. I'm learning. And I also asked her as we were in the airport coming home, I said, do you want to travel with me again?
Oh, God.
And I said, yes.
Are you sure? Right. Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're very hesitant.
You pinky promise?
I pinky promise.
Okay.
She's very hesitant. AB is just the nicest person.
That's right. That's right.
That was
I don't think I'm that bad. I just like to talk and not plan anything.
To put it in perspective, Hannah's boyfriend knew that I was going to get a review, and he goes, oh, God, I cannot wait to hear this.
I'm scared to see my text of what he's thinking about.
He's like,
I don't even
he's probably
know.
Like, yep, I agree. I know this also well. You guys did get some gifts for all of us?
Oh, you guys better buckle up. Yeah, we did.
Buckle up. Okay, find out what gifts they got. Or some souvenirs they brought back for everyone on the show right after Taylor. People dream high in the quiet of the Taylor Swift's newest album, Torture Poets Department, just smashed records this weekend. Hannah will break it all down for you in the Hollywood hashtag. Also, speaking of Taylor Swift, I saw this on a local mom's group. Some moms were not happy about Taylor Swift's newest album. We'll talk more about that in like 10 minutes. But first, we got to get our gifts. The moment we've all been waiting for. Hannah and AB were on that girls trip slash work trip because it was they were working real hard. The Fabulous Fox actually sent them to Denver to see MJ live, MJ the musical, before it comes to the Fabulous Fox. And they got to go to Denver. And we said, hey, we'll give you this challenge. You pick out a gift for each of us on the show to see how well you really know us and come back with souvenirs. And they accepted the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we got here, guys?
This took a long time for us to figure out. All right. First,
did it really?
We got a gift for Alex. All right. And right when we started the show, something I thought about Alex was that he was a big coffee drinker because he always is busy and doing events around St. Louis and such. And I thought you drank your coffee black. And I thought you were really cool and sophisticated, but you don't.
I do not.
And so when I saw these, I instantly thought of you. No creamer, just straight coffee grinds because...
Stolen from the hotel.
Ah.
We might get a charge on our room.
This is what
Free coffee from the hotel.
Wow.
All
right.
It's pretty thoughless.
Pretty thoughtless.
But I appreciate it. You know, a gift's a gift.
That was not thoughtless. Next, Brett, last week we had an entire segment drawing the whole city about items that we used in the shower. And you are a disgusting loofah user.
Loofah. Loofah.
You scrub it with a loaf of bread.
I love that. I bring that loaf of bread out to the shower. Where are you going, honey? I'm just taking a shower. Just sweat loaf of bread.
Well, there is a reason I say that, okay? It maybe wasn't a mistake because we did get you an item to wash yourself with.
Oh, that's cool.
Fred.
It's a big sponge.
It's a cheeseburger sponge.
And it's a cheeseburger sponge.
Oh, that's funny.
Would you consider it as a sponge, a soap sack, or a loofah?
A loofah.
A loaf of bread. A loaf of bread.
How about that?
That's what you guys got
me. So wash your crack with that burger.
They also stole that from the gift shop.
No, we bought that at the mall.
It was 99 cents.
Why didn't you guys should also bought yourself some toothpaste.
Okay, couldn't afford it, so you're buying you guys gifts.
Okay, the next gift is the real...
Unanimously, Kevin's is the best.
Oh, for sure. Awesome. This is like the only one.
So, your favorite is.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
So one thing about Kevin is because he lives so far away, anytime we have a meeting... He can't handle it. He's just like, I can't go. This is dumb. This is awful. So
he hates me.
Hannah found these and I saw them. We were like, yep, we're getting them. Like literally doesn't matter how much they even cost. We got him socks that say this meeting.
This meeting is bull fill in the blank.
Yes.
Are those that perfect?
That's funny, Kev.
If I can wear these every day, I will. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Anna and I were crying in the sock store picking that up.
Yeah. That is pretty funny. That is very Kevin. Kevin does hate a good meeting.
I do. And a bad one.
The meeting is BS. Alex and I got free coffee and then I...
Stop blaming your gift. That was like $5.
Here, I can't wait to rub this all over my body.
You want a thing of coffee?
Did you guys just want to think about me in the shower?
Yes.
Wow. Now
that you're gonna have a cleaner soul and body with your hamburger sponge.
Thank you. All right, Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag? We need to clean up this show.
Yeah, we do need to clean up this show. We are going to break down Taylor's album and all of the crazy records that it broke in 3 minutes. Shardy's like a melody in
my play. There's definitely some people that have Taylor Swift's new album stuck in replay, and then there's definitely some moms that have a lot of issues with it. We're going to talk about that in 5 minutes, but Hannah's going to break down all of the statistics that Taylor Swift just broke in the Hollywood hashtag.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Whether you love the album or hate it, Taylor Swift's brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is breaking records left and right. So it only dropped on Friday, And since then, it has become the most streamed album in a single day with more than 300 million streams.
That's crazy.
300 million streams in a single day. Also, more records that she broke. Taylor's now the most streamed artist in a single day. And the track Fortnite featuring Post Malone is the most streamed song in a day. All of these come from Spotify, which is like one of the world's biggest music platforms. And they, you know, do a lot with Taylor Swift. So she had the most streamed album, the most streamed artist, and the most streamed song. Broke records left and right.
Smashed. Mm-hmm.
Another thing I think is cool is the album sold 1.6 million copies in a single day, which is pretty much unheard of anymore, like copies. And 600,000 of those were vinyl, which I also think is like crazy. Like, who is vinyl?
They went to Target because it was only available at Target. They went to Target and bought it personally.
Like, they don't even care how they can get their hands on the music or how they can consume it. They just want to be a part of Taylor's journey in the Tortured Poets Department. And it's just crazy.
I can't repeat the numbers off the top of my head, but I feel like a good debut is like 300,000 to 400,000 would be sold, like would have been number one. Mm-hmm. And so for her to do 600,000 in vinyl is insane.
Yeah,
like that would, I bet you 300,000 to 400,000 was the biggest of 2024 is my guess. And the fact that she did 600 just in vinyl is just insane.
Yeah, I mean, record stores, record player people are going, we got to get record players made.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I know, they're like, we're back, baby. Yeah. It's finally our time. Thank you, Taylor. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Everybody's listening. Everyone is talking about that album. But not everyone is happy about Taylor Swift's newest album. I'll tell you what some moms are saying about it in 2 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Oh, Taylor Swift, we have a problem. Let's talk about Taylor Swift's most streamed album, basically, of all time. The Tortured Poets Department came out on Friday. And I saw this on a local mom's Facebook page because I'm connected to the mom stuff now that I'm a dad. I'm like, what's going on? What are moms talking about? What the city's talking about? My wife actually saw this, too. Some moms in a local mom's Facebook group had a healthy conversation, and some of it got pretty intense, actually, that they ended up removing the post. I think Taylor Swift probably said, take that down. It's dissing my album. Did not like their daughters singing some of the lyrics from Taylor Swift. Do you have an issue with your kids singing some of these Taylor Swift lyrics? 314-531-9898. If you listen to the Tortured Poets Department, it is without a doubt the most vulnerable album she's ever had. And there's a lot of songs where she swears. There's a lot of songs where she talks about the grief that she's going through during a breakup. She talks about depression, suicide, death. These are all kind of contexts of which the album covers. And some of the moms felt like some of these songs are just getting inappropriate. One of the songs that's making a lot of headlines is the Thank You Amy song, which people are calling a Kim Kardashian diss track because how she capitalizes K-I-M within the Thank You Amy part, and then she does it within even the lyrics too, so it's clearly that she's talking about Kim. The hook of this has even Taylor singing, swearing.
Thank you, Amy, to the night sky as the blood was gushing.
The hook is literally F you, Amy. And some parents are like, are we cool? Like, this is Taylor Swift, who our teenage daughters are supposed to worship, and this is what she's saying. In that same song, she says that her mom is, everyone considers my mom a saintly woman, but she wishes you dead. Like, this is what we want our daughter to think about the bullies and the enemies in her life. This is how we want to punch back at bullies, saying, my mom wishes you dead, F you to your bullies. In Fortnite, she talks about how that Matt Healy told Lucy, hey, if I ruin this, I will kill myself. So she mentions suicide. Like, oh my God, how is she glorifying it? And then there is an entire song, and this is what really, really got the moms talking. This is the song that literally they felt like was not the song or the message they wanted their little girls to listen to. I want you to listen to the lyrics of this song. The entire song talks about battling through depression, put a smile on your face, and faking it. And some people feel like in these lyrics, Taylor is glorifying being able to perform with depression instead of realizing that it's okay to ask for help. She puts on a show when she's depressed.
Lights, camera, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks, 'cause I can do it with a broken heart.
So she even comments, like, I'm so depressed, but I act like it's my birthday. Lights, camera, action when I feel like I'm just breaking down and I can't get off the floor. Some people are like, we don't want our daughters to act and fake it and then just put on this fake smile. And this song just makes them glorify depression. How do you guys feel about Taylor, who's always been the ultimate teenage daughter? Like, everyone stands her, her singing about this stuff. Hannah, as a woman, how do you feel?
I love it. I think she did no wrong in this, and I think that this is a lesson that parents can teach their daughters. Instead of just canceling it and turning off and say, oh, I don't want you to listen to this, I don't want you to ever hear about it. Instead, I think it could be turned into a really powerful lesson about how you should properly handle your depression and take care of it. And Taylor is smart. And Taylor, I feel like, wants to instill those conversations and wants you to learn about her journey and all through the process. I mean, Taylor can't always be this sweet, awesome Disney star, you know, that people imagine her to be. And I think it's a lesson that could be taught.
I don't think it's glorifying at all. I think it's just making other people who might be feeling that same way feel validated and like it's okay to be feeling that way and just make you feel less alone. Like, that's what songwriting does.
Kevin, you have a teenage daughter.
That's a great point. I look at it like this. You know, we've said sometimes you have to fake it until you make it. And sometimes you have to grin and bear it. Sadly, the road is not always easy. And the glasses aren't always rose-colored. You have to sometimes go through that. I don't think it glorifies depression. In fact, I'm shocked that that was not the first song that she released, because I think it's a hit. Yeah. I think it's a jam.
I think it's kind of honestly addressing like real life things that go on. And, you know, if they just have to be out there. And honestly, who better to do it than somebody like Taylor Swift?
Like I said, it was a local mom's group that was having this conversation. When you hear these type of songs, you hear Taylor screaming F you, Amy, as the hook of the song. How do you feel as a parent? Let's have that conversation. 314-531-9898. Let's talk about Taylor Swift's newest album, Taylor Swift swearing, and Taylor Swift talking about such hard things. How do you feel about your kids listening to it?
Always on the Odyssey app.
Let's have a conversation about Taylor Swift. If you have listened to Taylor Swift's newest album, can you listen to it with your kids? It's crazy to say that about a Taylor Swift song or Taylor Swift album, but a lot of parents are saying, damn, Taylor, you just released an album and I can't listen to it with my kids. There's just too much swearing, too much talk about death, too much talk about suicide. And there are certain songs like, hey, there's an entire song saying, I can do it with a broken heart, that literally is just glorifying depression, saying, you know, I do it and I fake it and I want to feel like I'm on the floor, but the crowd is chanting more and I just put on a smile and kids are going to think that's what you should do. Instead of asking for help, kids are not going to get the message. 314-531-9898. Hell, there's a song that has Thank You, Amy, which a lot of people are saying is a Kim diss track, and it sure seems like it's a Kim diss track, and this is the hook.
Scream Thank You, Amy, to the night sky as the blood was gushing.
The hook is literally F you, Amy. Mary, you have school-age kids. How do you feel about listening to this new album with your kids? Were they big Swifty fans?
Yeah, we won't be listening to them. Wow. Even getting away with the clean versions, it's too obvious.
I mean, yes, you can't really, the F you, Amy, how do you clean that up?
I don't forget you, Amy!
Like 4 or 7-year-old walking around going, ooh, F you to somebody. Because they hear these things and they say, oh, we're saying it, she's saying it, mom's singing it, I can say it in real life. We're going to stop that. So we struggle with some of her songs, really like them, but she uses like GD.
Yes.
And I can edit that out and get rid of the God part. You know, I can do the clean versions, but I don't want to glorify that, because the last thing I need is my 4-year-old going to Catholic preschool and being like, GD.
So, yeah, true. It's
you know, one of the things I always
say, for us, we really bond over Taylor, and it's really fun for us.
See, one of the things I think about Taylor is she is such a great songwriter, and she writes these feelings, and then some of the feelings that she is feeling is very adult. And,
yes.
And so these are the things that she is going through in her life. Like she said, this was a really dark time. And sometimes I always see this, and my wife's a mental health and play therapist, and I talked to her about that song specifically when I saw that these like Facebook moms were fighting about it. I was like, how do you feel about this as a therapist? And she said exactly what you said, Hannah, that sometimes I do think the music can be misunderstood, that a kid probably wouldn't understand it. And they do think like, oh, I'm supposed to just battle through depression. But this is a great time to have a conversation with some of the people that you think that are happy aren't really happy. And just because someone's smiling.
Right.
And so this is a great conversation starter. And I'm someone who constantly defends swearing because I just don't think it's as bad as other people. And I know that how you feel, but certain word choices exist for a reason. The pain that Taylor Swift felt when she was being bullied, that's what she felt. She felt that type of pain. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'm like, maybe this is a great opportunity to say like why Taylor is screaming this is because bullying really hurts. Bullying is really bad when you do that in the classroom.
Absolutely. And Mary, it's also time to say, look, artists go through different periods in their lifespan as well to where some of their material is a little more adult. Yeah. It's a little more edgy.
It can also be.
But here's my problem though. Yeah. A 4-year-old and a 7-year-old don't have the frontal lobe capacity to understand and deal with that. And they're not going, they're never going to be going to, well, I don't want to say never, but they don't have the mental capacity, the emotional growth to understand the things that she at 34 are going through. They shouldn't.
Yeah,
right?
True.
I'm not saying
well
that some
too.
Don't go through some hard things in childhood, but I literally can try to sit there and explain these things to them, which I do. I'm very open about mental health with my children.
Wow.
But I don't want the phrase, I want to die, to be part of our common vocabulary.
Well
you know?
Said.
Yeah. And that is part of the thing is their frontal lobes, their emotional, biological growth of their brains aren't going to be at the same level.
No, they haven't grown.
It can be a challenge to try
exactly.
and explain this.
So sadly, the answer is, sorry, that's Taylor. That's Taylor, not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next album.
Not yet. Next album.
We'll try the next one.
What a great conversation. Mary, I just want to tell you, thank you for that conversation because that actually puts a lot of things in perspective. You are a different opinion and I loved it. So thank you so much for coming on.
Right. It doesn't mean that I'm not jamming to it. They're not here.
Thank you so
much. Am I going to ask Alexa to play that at dinner time? No.
Respect. Alexa, do not play torture porn.
<Right.
buddy. laughs> We appreciate the call. Hannah, you said there's a lot of great text messages we wanted to get to.
Yeah, so it's very, very split. One of them says, I have a 7-year-old and this definitely is a more mature album. It had been hard to let my children enjoy this album. Another one said, it's not Taylor's job to produce G-rated stuff. Hmm. Do your jobs as parents. Stop blaming everyone else. Have a conversation and teach your own children stuff. And that was from Teacher Christy.
Wow. Brandy, you have kids. Are you a fan of this Tortured Poets Department where Taylor talks about some really big emotions like putting on a front when you're battling with depression? A lot of swear words actually are dropped in this album. How do you feel about that, Brandy? And no Bluetooth or speakerphone, Brandy. Please turn it off Bluetooth or speakerphone. Brandy.
So,
there we go.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have teenagers, and they're going to listen to it, and I'm going to listen with them. Taylor's an adult. She's gone through things. Kids haven't. Either explain it to them, let them listen to it. It's not therapy. It's music. It's music. That's all it is. I love Taylor. I'm going to let my daughter love Taylor. if she says something about the lyrics, I'm going to be like, Taylor's also in her 30s. She's gone through things, and these things happen. But raise your kids. It's not her job. It's her job to lyrically take you through her journey, like it or don't, rock with it or don't. But
It's weird. You know, that's a great point, too, is like, you know, a lot of people are saying, thank you so much for the call, Brandy. We appreciate it. As a lot of people are saying like this, you know, they're upset with Taylor because she's always been a teenage artist and someone that moms like Mary said, like, we used to bond over Taylor Swift. Like, it's also like she has a lot of music for you to bond over. If you guys can't bond over this, she's supposed to say like, well, I'm not supposed to write my truths because then the teenage girls won't be the bond over.
I don't also think Taylor's out there advertising herself as somebody that's a kid child pop star. You know what?
Great point.
You know what I mean?
She has like so many songs that are about sex that are very sexy, yep. And I didn't know that about Taylor. It's still like, so I started listening more and more Taylor, and I'm like, oh, Taylor is sexy. And I'm like, I just thought she was a teenage artist, but like she's never pretended to be something she's not.
No, right. That's very true.
Yeah, great conversation on this. You can still keep texting in at 314-531-9898. A woman gets creative with breakup announcement to share with all of her friends. Find out what she did in less than 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
Somebody save me.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, these are the trending stories of the day. Keep it moving is where I read off a headline, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving, headline sucks, or maybe the headline gave you enough info and you just need to keep scrolling by. Or she'll ask for more details. We'll cover everything that's trending in 2 minutes because we know life is busy. Woman gets creative with a breakup announcement to share with all her friends and family.
Love it. How'd she break the news?
So she recently spoke with her partner after 6 years. And for some reason, actually, when you break up with someone you've been dating for 6 years, you need to let people know.
Yeah.
And so she said she did it as a flyer. Literally it says, attention, we broke up. Yes, it was his fault. No, we are never, ever getting back together.
Wow.
Taylor Swift reference. Announcement continues. I require 2 or 3 weeks for any further questions. You don't have to block him. I'm indifferent. Gave you literally very specific things that are happening.
I wonder like how people are supposed to react to that. Like, are they supposed to like it? Are they supposed to comment?
All
like,
I know is do not ask a question. Yeah. You've made it very clear for another 3 weeks, Hannah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No questions. Sorry.
But Hannah will set a timer and then in 3 weeks ask the question because she wants to know all the details. Can AI showers help save the earth?
Anything AI, I'm going to say yes.
A new study suggests that hotels could save water on Earth Day by bringing AI into showers, where they'll give you feedback. It'll be data feedback, and they say this is going to be really helpful. It'll tell you how much water you're just wasting, how much water you're using, or they can use these beat the clocks. They said they can spend just about 25% in water. They can save 25% of water.
Okay, I'm a little scared when it's like AI giving me feedback on
your
me
shower?
In a shower. I'm like, is it a camera? Are they saying, like, don't use a loofah? Water? That more like it's a little sketch.
Yeah, like you need to scrub a little bit better.
Yeah.
These are the best airlines in America, and it might surprise you, which is number one.
Oh, okay. Was Southwest on there? That's what AB and I flew yesterday.
Southwest was not, actually.
Wow. Yikes.
So they did 13 metrics, including cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options, legroom, all of this. The number one airline in America was? Which one do you always book, Hannah?
Frontier.
Oh, I thought it was Spirit that you book.
No, Frontier.
No chance.
They're Spirit kind of one in the same.
Top
of the
list. I know, Shut up. Spirit no was on the top.
No way.
Alaska was number one. Spirit actually finished with safest and most affordable.
Wow.
And finished number one in the most categories. Most reliable was Delta, and most comfortable was also Delta, but Spirit... And Alaska. I know. I thought that was crazy, too.
Wow.
As well.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We got the whole crew together. We'll do a little family feud after we kick it back with a little throwback with Blackstreet. Let's go.
Yeah. You know what? We out. We out.
Love that song. Commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Got the whole crew together. So let's do a little family feud. Pick this category for Hannah and AB. They just got done doing a little work trip. / girls trip, quote unquote work trip for to see MJ the musical before it comes to the Fabulous Fox. And you will never believe that Hannah doesn't pack toothpaste. Turns out AB doesn't pack toothpaste. They both did not bring toothpaste. And then do they go to the store and buy toothpaste? No, they just were
Instead
nasty.
Instead, we bought you guys gifts because we love you.
Y'all are just nasty and didn't even brush their teeth. So we're going to do Family Feud. You guys have to clear this board without getting 3 X's. Top 4 answers on the board. Name something people often forget to pack while they're on vacation. And I will give you a spoiler. People do not normally forget to pack toothpaste. It is not on the list. Top 4 answers on the board. Name something people often forget to pack when they go on vacation. I'll go to Hannah, then Alex, then Kevin, then AB.
Okay.
Go ahead, Hannah.
I'm going to say a phone charger.
Mm. Phone charger number 3.
Woo!
All right. So 1, 2, 3, and 4. All you got to do is clear this board real easy, and 3 is off, Alex.
Yeah, I was going to say phone charger, so that was a good one. I'm going to say maybe underwear.
Underwear. Super awkward, but it's on the board at number 4.
I overpack that.
Same.
Gosh. Oh,
name
no,
something people have right. to forget. You go on vacation, you look in the suitcase. What's not there, Kevin?
I'm going to say their passport.
Forgot the passport.
That's a woo.
That mean you won't even be able to open up the suitcase, Kevin, because that's an X. No. People remember to bring their passport. AB, do you do a lot of traveling? Name something people often forget to pack when they're going on vacation.
I'm
going to
say socks.
Socks is also not on the board.
What?
Second X. Top two answers, not on the board.
Okay, I'm
going to
say...
Hannah, it's all on you. Can't get a third X.
I'm going to say sunglasses.
Good one. I was going to say that next.
Sun is on the board, but not sunglasses. Third X.
She meant, oh, I know what
she
it was.
Meant sunscreen.
That's what was she number meant. Two. Toothpaste.
Thank you, Kevin, for that.
So I gave you sunscreen. I will let you guys submit one last guess, just like they get an opportunity to steal it. I will say you get the win. Who do you want to answer it?
I think Alex.
I think Alex and Hannah have both been very good at this.
All right, Alex will submit the number one answer on the board. Still up for grabs. Name something people often forget to pack when they're on vacation.
Now, this could be hit or miss, but I have forgotten this probably more than anything. A belt?
A belt.
What?
No,
that was a terrible guess. I don't even own a belt.
Hannah and AB were not far off. People do not forget to pack their toothpaste. They always remember to bring that.
Is it a toothbrush?
Number one answer was toothbrush.
Oh.
People forget to pack the toothbrush.
Yeah, we thought that was a double
it's not.
Bogey.
No, you have to pack them both separately. As you guys both learned, you brought your toothbrush, but no toothpaste.
I don't even know.
Damn. Nope, I do know. That's the answer.
As you promised me.
We're waiting for your apology, Hannah.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we just got done playing Family Feud, and Alex submitted the last answer, which gave the final blow to X. The team did not get and clear the board, and Hannah was so mean for Alex for dropping the ball that Hannah's mom texted her. I was just listening to Hannah. Apologize to Alex. We're waiting.
Standing up for me. I appreciate it.
We're waiting.
I'm sorry that I yelled at you for getting the wrong answer and ruining the game for all of us.
Thank you.
That seems cool.
She was like, sorry.
Yeah, for
she
ruining
that ruined the game.
Yeah, gee.
Hey, she brought you
How
back.
Many X's did you get? Did you get like, two X's?
I'm sorry, but.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's okay. You forget your belt. I forget toothpaste.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag? Do you remember that?
Yeah, we're going to talk about apologies and not sincere ones in the hashtag because Morgan Wallen came out and talked about the throwing the chair thing. So we're going to go over his apology at 8:35.
Hopefully it was better than Hannah's to Alex.
No, not much.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Megas.
After staying completely silent, Morgan Wallen finally came out this weekend and apologized for Chairgate of 2024. A couple weeks ago in Nashville, he got drunk and threw a chair over a rooftop bar in Nashville. It didn't injure anybody, but...
It was on, like, Broadway Street where people are just walking. And
definitely
like,
could have.
Into, like, people could have just been hit by this flying chair.
Yeah, the closest person he hit was almost a cop, and it was pretty close. So, really bad, and he hasn't talked about it until this weekend. He tweeted, I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs, which was the bar that he threw the chair at. I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility. I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Regarding my tour, there will be no change. Morgan Wallen. Okay. I'm going to try not to cuss. What the hell is that apology? I love Morgan Wallen's music.
He thought he flirted with you when he was in St. Louis.
Yeah,
and he said, it's good to be back to St. Louis. And Hannah said, clearly
music,
he's talking to me.
But his character, I mean, he's plugging his tour and his apology for almost killing somebody. He literally, at the end of it, No change to my tour. Buy your tickets. Like, what is that?
I do think he comes across as a guy who thinks he can do no wrong because mm-hmm. he's been forgiven so many times.
True.
He got canceled from Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. They asked him, hey, you can't perform here. They told him to take a break from his tour after using racially insensitive words. Like, he used the N-word. And he just continues to keep coming back, continues to keep selling lots of records. So he's like, whatever. Who cares? People are going to buy my music anyways. So, sorry. See you on the tour.
All right.
That's how he thinks.
Big yikes on that, and I lost more respect because he had his first show back this weekend. It was a makeup show from last year when it was abruptly canceled minutes before he was supposed to go on stage. So he was in Mississippi this weekend, first time he's been on stage since the chair gate, and he brought up his current legal troubles at one point on the show, and this is what he had to say about it.
When I was a junior in high school, I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then. I guess I'm still a little rowdy now. But Coach Davis, man, he never gave up on me. And there's been a lot of people in my life who never gave up on me. Some of them in this building tonight.
Well, I would have given up on you.
Yeah, so he's saying, like, I was a little rowdy back then. Guess I'm still a little rowdy now. In laughs. Like, that to me is just not sincere. It's not some, like, cool frat boy thing to,
no, he's
like,
definitely a frat boy.
Almost do this. But he has a court date coming up on May 3rd over this, so we'll see what happens then. I'm upset because I love Morgan Wallen, but his actions lately are a red flag for me. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
I think they might break up, guys.
Stop. Eye contact is gone.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
You find a little something.
Are you really a psycho? A little bit psycho? We'll test and see if you're out of your mind.
Are you a psycho? If you could solve this riddle, we kind of look at your side eye like, is this a sign that you're a murderer? Or you think about this too often? So see if you could solve this one, guys. A couple went on a climbing trip. When only the husband returned from the vacation, he said his wife slipped off a cliff while climbing and died. Poor guy. On investigating, the local sheriff arrested him, saying, your travel agent called. The information received makes us aware that you murdered your wife. How did he know?
I know.
Wow.
You know, Alex. Okay. Goes away.
He only booked one return flight.
Oh!
Correct!
Really?
Yes! Woo-hoo. So, Alex, you really are a psycho.
I'll take the crown of psychopath of the day. Thank you.
You knew that too quick. Yeah, okay. Wow. I'm, like, pushing my
this
chair.
This guy who travels with his girlfriend often needs to make sure this guy is booking a return flight.
All right.
You really a psycho, a little bit psycho. We'll test and see if you're out of your mind.
We're going to make sure your Monday morning, you're thinking, your brain's working. We play a little game called Think Fast, where AB, who's so bad at this game, we made her write the questions for it because she can never have an answer, came up with some questions for us, and we'll battle each other out tournament style. So, hey, what are the matchups today?
We have Hannah versus Kevin.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
And right. Brett versus Alex.
All right. So we battle each other on tournament style. AB reads us a question, and then it's the first thing that pops in her head that qualifies for an answer. You get the answer right. The fastest, you move on to go to the championship. Hannah versus Kevin in the first round. Let's go.
All right. Name an awkward place to get caught hooking up, starting with the letter L.
The library.
I think Kevin.
I think Hannah.
I
think Hannah. Wow. Hannah gets that one. Okay.
Maybe it's just not awkward to be in the locker room and hook up. I know.
Be awkward for me.
Name any sexy fictional character.
Taylor Swift.
Oh my God! Just answer,
she's
Hannah.
Not fictional.
Scarlet Witch.
Wow!
Hannah. I was blown away. I couldn't. My brain stopped working because I couldn't even hear the question. I just was astonished.
So Kevin ties it up with two, or do you lose a point for just guessing wrong?
No, I mean he still got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Tied up.
The
here.
Fictionalized version of Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. AI Taylor Swift
is the sexier version.
Last one. Someone you love, starting with the letter B.
Brett.
Oh, man.
He had no reaction.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't even care. He's like, ugh.
I was just really surprised you did that. I was like, wow.
I could have said bear, my dog.
You could have.
But you love me more than your dog?
Brett instead.
That's really deep and dark. Okay.
All right.
Now we have Brett and Alex.
I don't know what to do here. Did you love me more than your dog? Makes sense.
Nah.
All right, Brett Taylor and Alex. Actually, that might work. Men don't give a crap about blank.
Taylor eyebrows.
Some what did you say?
Like your eyebrows.
I feel like you heard Alex, that one. I heard Alex say Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Okay,
first, yeah.
Alex.
But men do care about Taylor Swift. It's been proven.
I care.
Yes, you know, exactly.
You can't give him that fictionalized version.
It's not just the, whatever answer you yell out. Guys care about Taylor Swift. I protest.
Some of them don't. And why don't you care about eyebrows?
Because they just don't go and get their eyebrows done. Like, look at the statistics. I bet guys don't get their eyebrows done like girls do.
Do you do your eyebrows?
No.
Are you sure?
Ever?
No.
Mm. Never?
I never went to go get my eyebrows
done for you.
Yeah, but that... Well, I want the point. What's going to happen here?
You didn't get the point.
No, it's going. It's going, Alex.
If you listen to a single Taylor Swift song, Alex, I swear to God,
he plays them on his guitar.
Yeah.
Well, he can't because guys don't care about her.
Teardrops on my guitar.
This is shitty.
Let's not stray away from what we're
I just can't wait for Alex to tell his girlfriend, who's a huge Swiftie, that guys, including himself, do not care about her. By the way, Taylor Swift. Song played during his proposal.
Yeah.
But guys don't care.
I like
that. Guys don't care about Taylor Swift. 2 billion streams.
Alex. Point goes to Alex. Next
All
one.
All of them were women, huh? Nobody streamed the torture porch department.
Name any Men. Anheuser-Busch product.
Michelob Ultra.
Oh! That's out.
The sweep.
That's because I was yelling the time.
Bro was just trying to make his case, people.
Oh, no. All the guys just turned off the radio. What are we going to do? Taylor Swift is now on the radio on Y98. Sorry, man. You can't listen. The championship matchup, Alex versus Kevin. It's going down right after Taylor.
What?
Whatever.
What?
I forgot who won.
Y98 is always on the Odyssey app.
Championship round. Sorry, championship round of Think Fast right now on the Brett Magus Show. Think Fast is a game where AB asks those questions. The first answer that pops in your head that is correct and the fastest gets the point. Unless you just yell out anything. Like Taylor Swift just seems to be an answer for anything and it can count as a point.
All right,
apparently.
You lost. Get over it. Let's go to the championships with the real winners.
Alex versus Kevin in the championship.
No, it's Hannah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Stop saying that.
I know. I just forgot that Hannah had won. All right, so championship is Alex who beat me and Hannah who somehow beat Kevin. Mm-hmm. So it'll be Alex versus Hannah. Best of 5 this time.
Yep.
Let's get it.
Just yell out Taylor Swift as many times as you can, Hannah.
Stop. First one. Name a reason you'd scream.
Taylor Swift.
Starting with the letter D.
Deer. In front of your car.
That's actually that's actually a legit answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Hannah.
All right. We got some math.
Oh, great.
82 plus 17.
100.
No. Close.
82 plus 17. 90.
You carry the 8.
Oh my
99.
God.
99.
Oh my God. That took so
long.
Wow,
guys.
I think there was a 7 in there. So.
Wow, that was a long
time. I was carrying the numbers up in the air.
Man.
People actually phoned a friend. then you guys came up with an answer. Jeez.
All right. This one doesn't have a letter association. What is something you should never say on a first date? I hate you. Okay.
Damn, you that seem like you've true. Said that before.
No. Okay. You should say that.
You shouldn't. You're right.
Yeah.
Point.
Was it 2-0?
Point Hannah.
2-1.
Two,
2-1.
Two, two, one.
All right. Name somewhere you never want to eat food starting with the letter B.
Bathroom.
Hannah.
Dang.
Hannah's thinking fast.
She is on it.
When we got to work today, Hannah was laying on the couch because she felt like she was dead, and she just won Think Fast.
Well done.
Yep.
Well done.
Don't stop this, girl.
And don't say I hate you to people either. That's not nice.
And all men never listen to Taylor Swift. It's Y98 St. Louis.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.